You're listening to the audio production of God Will Help You by Max Licato with Andrea Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ben Holland.
Introduction. He's the old guy in the Louisville Cardinal marching band. You can't miss him. Everyone else is college age. He's middle-aged. Everyone else wears a band uniform. He wears a windbreaker and wool cap. Everyone else plays an instrument. Patrick John Hughes pushes a wheelchair. The wheelchair contains his son, Patrick Henry Hughes, a blind, disabled musical genius. Young Patrick was born on March 10, 1988. The moment he entered the world, good news became bad news. Doctors quickly discovered that his arms and legs wouldn't straighten, and his eyes? He didn't have any. The older Patrick was shell-shocked. He dreamed of raising a son. He planned to turn his backyard into a baseball field. He envisioned happy hours of running bases, catching pop flies. But now? His son later wrote these words. On the day I was born, you might say I arrived carrying a bag of lemons. I think my family would have preferred oranges. But you can't turn lemons into oranges, no matter how hard you try. Mom and Dad taught me you have to hang in there, and once you do, you discover that lemons are pretty cool. Patrick's parents hung in there all right. The father noticed he could calm his infant son by placing him on top of the piano and playing it. The music connected. By 9 months, young Patrick was tapping the keys. At the age of 2, he was playing requests. In elementary school, he played concerts. In high school, he was all-state band and chorus. He graduated with a 3.0 GPA. By the time he arrived at the University of Louisville, his piano and trumpet skills were well known. The band director invited him to join the marching band. Wheelchair? In a halftime show? They rigged a special wheelchair with bigger, wider wheels. The teenager and the dad gave it a go at summer band camp. 12-hour days of ducking tubas and dashing to the right spot without wiping out the entire wind section. He hasn't dumped me yet, grinned the boy. And it appears he never will. Every school day, the father pushed his son to class and sat near him during lectures. He whispered any lessons written on the blackboard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?